Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
SoCal's Country Station, 95.1 K-Frog. I'm Pepper. This is Spirit of the IE. Police dogs play a critical role in keeping our communities safe, whether it's searching for missing people, detecting narcotics, or protecting officers in the field. But behind every hardworking canine is a need for ongoing training, care, and support. That's where Dollars for Dogs comes in. The San Bernardino Police Department is teaming up with the community to raise vital funds for its canine unit through this special event this Wednesday. From fun merchandise to hands-on ways to give back, every dollar helps ensure these dogs can keep doing the life-saving work they're trained to do. Joining us today are canine officers Robert Beltran and Ed McCallan to tell us more about this event, how the community can get involved, and why supporting our canine partners matters now more than ever. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Start by telling us what Dollars for Dogs is and what inspired this event.
Well, Dollars for Dogs is an event that we've had every year ongoing through the San Bernardino Police Department. Those funds are used to help pay for new dogs that we add to our unit, also replacing equipment and a vital training for our dogs just to help us within the community.
And how does the canine unit contribute to the community, and why is public support so important for them?
So our canine unit is pretty important to the community because it helps us take violent offenders off the street as well as narcotics. Not only does our canine unit help out with our community, it also helps out with other agencies, other counties. So with apprehensions of subjects or narcotic location or finding missing individuals or evidence, our dogs have been able to help us do that quicker and safely.
When and where is this event taking place, and what will a typical attendee see or do?
So the event's going to be on October 1st. It's going to start roughly around 10 o'clock in the morning, and then it will end around 9 o'clock. During the event, we will have officers from the canine unit. All three handlers will be present, as well as our lieutenant, our sergeant, and we'll be giving out advice from our dogs, asking for fundraising to help support our dogs, and doing demos. So during the demos, you'll be able to kind of see our dogs, how they work, ask questions, kind of see our units. And then also the handlers will be helping and serving with the staff. They'll be helping out, giving food, serving chips, and just kind of talking with the attendees that are coming around and being able to just get more knowledge of our unit and then why it's crucial, why it's important for us to have funding and support from the community.
And this event is actually hosted by the Mexico Cafe on Highland Avenue. That restaurant has supported us every year. There's a room that's dedicated only to canines. There's canine pictures on the wall from all of our past canines and our officers. And the Mexico helps support canines, not just for us, but in other cities as well.
Is there a particular fundraising goal you're aiming for this year? And how will the funds be used within the canine unit?
So when it comes to the fundraising, we're looking for, obviously, as much as we can get. And we're greatly appreciated for anything we get from the community. We've had sponsors from within the community and also individual sponsors from businesses to individual people that donate time, money, whether it's equipment for us to train. We've been grateful to have businesses within the city donate prizes for this event, and also businesses that let us train at their facility when they're closed, because it's crucial for us to be able to continue to train our dogs. And the way that this equipment and money helps is because our dogs train weekly. So our equipment wear and tear goes very quickly because we're always training weekly. And so it's important for us to have funding in order to continue to buy new equipment, continue to train the dogs so we can help the community when we need it.
Roughly, how much does it cost to train a dog like this?
Starting with a new dog can roughly cost around $20,000 with just getting the dog. All of our dogs are from overseas, from different countries. They're flown in. They come out here. We go train with them, and it's roughly 6 weeks worth of training. And it's crucial that the training is extensive and we have the right equipment to do it to make sure that these dogs are set up for the best success. And in order to do that, we rely on a lot of donations and a lot of the community support.
Tell us about some of the dogs in the unit, like how they're trained, what they do, and any recent successes or examples of impact.
Well, we have three dogs within our unit. Mine, Canine Timmer, is the oldest, so he's seven. He is a detection, a narcotics dog, and patrol dog, meaning that he looks for violent suspects or that have committed violent crimes. Our second dog is my partner who's with me today, Officer Beltran, and Canine Arco, who is from Holland, and he's the second youngest dog, so he just coming up on 3 years old and has been with us for 2 years. And then we have Canine Draco, which we didn't really mention a lot about him, but he was funded 100% through Dollars for Dogs the last two events that we had. So he was funded. He just started this year. He is actually a patrol and explosive detection dog. So I'd say a recent success story was there was the unfortunate event in Palm Springs where an explosion went off, and Canine Draco went out with Officer Maestre and helped sweep that area for other bombs, which no other bombs were located. And that just shows that not only are these dogs important within our own community, but outside agencies request our help, and we go help them as needed.
Now, we are big fans of dogs here at KFrog, and I noticed that you didn't bring any dogs in today. I'm assuming that that's like you teasing us, saying, you want to meet the dogs? Come to the event on Wednesday.
Exactly. Yeah, all three dogs will be there, and every year we come up with a new shirt design, and that new shirt design, we'll post that out later, but we have a new shirt design and then plushies for all three of our dogs, including Canine Draco, which is our newest.
I'm speaking with San Bernardino Police Canine Officers Robert Beltran and Ed McCallan about Dollars for Dogs, which takes place this Wednesday at the Mexico Cafe in San Bernardino. How does a contribution from the public translate into concrete support for the canine unit, like supplies, training, medical care, all of that?
So like I said, the supplies are very important, and the medical care and everything for the dogs. We train weekly. Our dogs are deployed daily. Our dogs cover the city 7 days a week. So it's important that we have the right equipment, the right leashes, everything for our dogs in order to successfully deploy them and help out with the city. And one way to do that is through the community support. So with the community support, it helps us because funding is very tight sometimes. And so it's important for us to have equipment, training. And not only does the community support help us go through equipment or get to go to extra trainings, but it also helps us go to competitions. We've been able to go to competitions in Riverside, Marietta. We're planning on going to a Vegas competition, stuff where we can actually display our dogs. It helps us talk to other handlers, get other input, and just kind of be able to link with other handlers as far as ways to fix problems and solutions, and also build that reputation that we can also help out with their counties. Like my partner said, we've gone out to Riverside when the explosion went off, and then we've also gone out to LA County and San Marino County. So it's important that we network with other agencies, and funding through that helps us go, like I said, to not only equipment, not only trainings, but also competitions and stuff where we're able to network with other canine handlers.
Why should people care about the welfare of police dogs and canine units specifically?
These dogs are called a tool within the agency. So we are sometimes thought of they're a tool. They are the item, the only less lethal option that you can actually recall once it's actually sent out. So there's a lot of training that goes in to make that happen. It's important because this dog will go into a building and put his life on the line for an officer. And since he's considered a tool, even though most of us don't think of him as that, we think of him as our partner. He comes to work with us every single day. They live with us. They go home with us. So they're more than that to us. But we use them because they can save a human's life. Not only an officer or officers, or they can also save the suspect. Because oftentimes we have that dog bark and that suspect comes out and he's taken into custody without any injury or any incident between anyone. So it's a very important tool for us, the canines. The care is important because as they age, teeth break, incidents happen, joints, things happen as they age. These dogs can stand a service up to 13 years old. And it just depends on the care that you give that dog to see the longevity that they may have.
What are some misconceptions about funding to these kinds of units that you hope to address through this event?
One of the funding issues is that a lot of it, people may think that it's unlimited or it's just we get a lot of stuff to use for the dogs. But like I said, with us training weekly or deploying, it's crucial that in order to keep up, to make sure our dogs are successful, that we're always training them. So for example, all of our dogs, they're all high ball driven. So we give them the ball. My dog will pop the tennis ball in the first time, can't let him use it again because the tennis ball is all torn up. So I go through tennis balls like crazy. So it's just important that with like the funding and the community support, it just helps us get more and more equipment and keep these dogs going, keep them successful so we can keep the training. And also when we have deployments out for the community, whether it's for narcotics or looking for evidence or just looking for anything that we need to use or just doing demos in general, when we go to schools and stuff, just showing off our dogs, it just helps with that, and it helps us get that community support through funding and everything, and just quicker to be able to have equipment that's needed.
How can local businesses or individuals get involved through sponsorships, donations, or volunteering?
Well, that's a great question. So like my partner said earlier, a lot of times they'll let us use their buildings. At night, we can use those buildings for local training events. A lot of times when we go to Audible Alarms, the handlers, we get in contact with those business owners and they let us use that business. We have all the agencies that we train with there every week and we can use that building. That's one way. But another way is go through the San Bernardino Police Foundation, and that's where they donate the funds that go into us. And then when it comes time for a retired dog and a replacement dog, those funds are used to purchase the new dog, like Canine Draco this year. So they can donate through that. Obviously, the public can come to the Mexico. We're going to be there all day long. And we're going to have food. We're going to be serving chips and salsa and being there. They can ask questions. They can meet the dogs. We're going to have other dogs that are a little bit more pettable from the San Manuel team. They're going to be there with their little bit more fluffy, friendly dogs. And they're going to be walking around inside. But we'll be there to answer questions and just talk about dogs like you can obviously tell we all love to do.
I like that they are limiting you to just bringing out chips and salsa as opposed to like fajitas or a big tray of drinks.
Yeah, they let the pros handle the dogs and they let the pros handle the fajitas.
Yeah. Separate requirements, Rich.
If someone can't attend this event this Wednesday, are there other ways that they can still support the cause?
So on our flyers that we've been posting, they're on Facebook, they're on our Instagram, the police departments. So that you can scan the QR code. There's ways to donate on there. And there's also ways where you can just either show up at the Mexico if you want to drop off anything if you can't stay. But like you said, if you're not able to make it, you can just scan that QR code and it will take you to our foundation, which you'll be able to make a donation. And it also will have our stuff that's listed. As my partner said, we have a new shirt every year, our plushies, all that will be listed on there for sale. And you'll be able to kind of look and see what you want to do, or you can make donations.
You can also come by the police department anytime and stop by and use the call box if it's closed, or when we're open, walk right in and you can drop off your donation there as well.
And looking ahead, what are the biggest challenges canine units face today? Is it budget, training, equipment, or something else?
One of the biggest challenges, like I said, is the equipment. It's crucial for the dog's success to have equipment. So we're going through bite suits, we're going through balls, we're going through toys, anything that we can to have these dogs be successful. So with us training weekly, with us deploying nightly, daily, it's important that we have this equipment. We have bulletproof vests for our dogs. We have shoes for our dogs. We have ear muffs for our dogs when we're on the range. And we have leashes that go from 1 foot to 30 feet. And we have different types of toys just for different types of deployments. So there's a lot of stuff that comes with the canine world. And it's important that we need to have that equipment available to us in order for us to have our dogs succeed on the deployment.
I mean, it sounds like they're living their best lives, but they are putting their lives on the line for us.
Oh, yes. Yeah, they're chilling in the back right now with the AC on, and it's great.
How has public support made a difference historically, and what would success look like for this event?
Having people come out and just talk about dogs that are pro-dog, that love dogs, it's always awesome to have them come out. Success to us looks like the community coming out and joining us and talking about the dogs and spending time with us, and there's a lot of that in San Bernardino. The Mexico Cafe comes through every year, And it's just a great day. It's a long day, but it's a great day with all of our patrons that come and show up and talk about dogs and are happy to see some prior handlers come, retired dogs. It's just an awesome event, and that's what it looks like a success does.
And what does success look like for Dollars for Dogs, both immediately after the event and long term?
Right after the event, success is us getting funding for equipment, for training, and extra just work that we can use for our dogs to set them up to be successful in the community. And as far as for long term, like my partner said, we were able to get a third dog, and we're hoping that through funding we're able to get another fourth dog eventually, and that will help us better service the community. Even though we have full coverage right now, just having more dogs will be able to help us have more coverage and be able to get these dogs out there and be able to like be used in the community and be seen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I've been speaking with San Bernardino Police Canine Officers Robert Beltran and Ed McCallan about Dollars for Dogs, which takes place this Wednesday, October 1st, at the Mexico Cafe in San Bernardino. Tell us again where we can go to get more information.
You can go to the San Bernardino Police website, our Instagram page, our Facebook page, and you can also go to the Mexico's Instagram and Facebook page as well, because they have all that posted and listed on their websites.
And any last thoughts for us?
Well, we'd love everybody to come out this Wednesday at the Mexico Cafe located at 892 East Highland. The times will be from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. All the canine handlers will be there all day long, and we'd love to see everybody, and we appreciate all your support.
Thank you so much for coming in today. Thank you for your service, and I hope this event is a huge success.
Thank you.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having us. We appreciate it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.